locked in mode.
Woo! Wake up, everybody! It's time to connect the dots. Hey, who's that walking down the bed? It's the shadow. Hey, the shadow is following you. Did you know that? Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio, Radio Free America. Yeah. Well, all I have to say is, wouldn't you like to know? Hey, here, this is Radio Free America, BBS Internet Radio, where we can say and speak anything we want. You understand that? Well, you better understand it, because that's how it's working out. And let me tell you, hey, the most important thing happening on the place, on the face of planet Earth right now is the conference in Phoenix on February 1st, or that weekend. It'll be more than one day. But just think of February 1st, Phoenix, Arizona. Cobra. Do you know who Cobra is? We're not talking about some snaky mother effer. We're talking about the one Cobra who represents the Galactic Confederation. Yes, that's right. Let me tell you something. Here's some wisdom from Merlin. A few surprises are coming your way. Eventually, the world will appear to be going in one direction, then change, completely turning around to the opposite. Some will find it very disconnecting, but considering it is fascinating. You are on your soul path, says Merlin. Yeah. Even if it is not clear where it is leading you, you may even take a detour along the way, Strain is an opportunity for discernment and clarity of purpose. Let joy and fulfillment be your guide and trust your soul, for it knows the way. It is astounding to witness the encouragement your world is receiving from throughout the universe. And say, they love us here on planet Earth. Races of beings beyond your present awareness are sharing in support, beaming uplifting energy and stepping into the male storm when needed. You are in very good hands, says our good friend Merlin. Philosophical speaking. And thank you for listening. Doobie doo, boo boo, as the saying goes. And, hey, would you like to know? Let me tell you what's going on. Like I said, the most important thing happening in the world right now is next weekend, February 1st, Phoenix, Arizona. Cobra, the representative of the Galactic Confederation, this group of star beings who are here in our solar system and our planet, below the ground, above the ground, and presently getting ready to land on the surface. They're here to help us defeat darkness once and for all. Yeah, the end of darkness is coming to an end. And guess where it's happening? It's happening right here on planet Earth, whether you like it or not. And that's what I'm telling you, and that's why this conference in Phoenix, Arizona, is so important. you can make it, Peter, for God's sake, make it, please. Because, like I'm telling you, because. Oh, yeah. Our intentions, our participation is affecting the future reality. It's right. We never thought we were important, but we are a lot more than we ever believed. And if I could just take one moment, if you can count backwards from 10, I'm going to be talking in the distance as I do the countdown. Try to follow me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. Hey, I had to get something. Well, I'm dead. Anyway, if you don't know about the portal, you need to find out about it. Because that's where all this is happening. That's where all the info about this is happening. And you need to not just listen to me. You need to do a little investigation. Get on your computer after the show and look up the portal. I'm talking about 2012portal.blogspot.com. And you'll find out the notes of the meeting in Kyoto, Japan, back on January 6th, only a couple weeks ago, and all the important information that was revealed there. We're talking about what the Galactic Confederation has been doing to make contact with the people of planet Earth. Of course, you're going about it all the wrong way. They've been, but they have a little small review for the last couple of years. How stupidly they're acting. Yeah, Galactic Federation, thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming here and helping us. But you have a lack of common sense of who to deal with on planet Earth here. I mean, I may be only one person, but I did let my opinions be shown. I did emailed Cobra and his team, whoever reads the damn emails and doesn't know how to respond. I warned them about this. But let me just tell you, check it out for yourself. They're willing to admit the last two failures they've had. And when you see what the hell they're doing, you say, what the hell is fucking wrong with you people? You know? Thank you for coming here and helping us, but come on. If you had just talked to us, listened to the regular people here, we would have told you, you're barking up the wrong tree. And this is what they did. They were saying with the Russians and the Chinese, and now they're planning on going to Trump again. So let me just give you a flash run back on this, but don't believe me. Go to 2012portal.blogspot.com, blogspot.com, and read it yourself. The notes from the last Cobra conference in Kyoto, K-Y-O-T-O, Japan. And they talk about it. I think it was on day two. It was like a 2 or 3 day conference. But the notes are talking, Cobra's talking to the audience. And after he gets everyone aligned with some breathing and ohms, et cetera, he starts talking about, like, kind of a little historical statement here about how the Pleiadians about 2 years ago contacted the Russians, and they were trying to encourage them not to start a war in Ukraine. Of course, as the conversation continues, it turns out the Russian Putin was not that bad of a person, not that hard to be friendly, but all the superior generals in the Russian army didn't warn him anything about being supportive of a new world where there's peace, because obviously they're war-hungry, bloodthirsty generals in Russia there. So Putin kind of had to go along with the generals there, and they decided to invade Ukraine. So then, why would you even go to the Russians, first of all? And then they went to, but I heard they already had been visited Trump back when he was the president, but they couldn't work something out of Trump. So then they go to the Chinese. Oh, yeah, another great place to go. And it turns out they sent the Pleiadians this time, because they gave up after they couldn't convince the Russians. So they decided to leave our solar system for a while, because they were so fed up with how uncooperative the human race was. But look who they were dealing with. And they should have known better. So this new group called the Aldebarans, you know, sounds like a vocal group or something, the Aldebarans, yeah, another celestial group from another world in another solar system. And they went to talk to the Chinese leadership about how to... if they were willing to participate. And the Chinese were so enraged with this idea of peace and total brotherhood that they only started an intergalactic war with these Aldebarans. So they had to back off out of that one. And then the next choice was, well, let's support Trump, and if he wins, maybe we can work a deal with him and... Elon, oh my God. These extraterrestrials, you know, are loving YouTube brothers and sisters. They just don't understand it. Billionaires, you know, these people that are filthy rich, billionaires and billionaires do not understand what is right for the common people. And you should not be negotiating with them. Not only are they considering negotiating with Trump, who's like only for himself, but also this crackpot Elon, who's just filthy rich with money. And these are not the people to be negotiating with. How stupid are you? Rather not, how ignorant are you people from other worlds? Don't you understand? The politicians are the worst kind of people to be negotiating with, talking with. They don't know and never will know what's right for the general people, for obvious reasons. Why don't you know that? Because you haven't spent any real time here on Earth. You're viewing it from a spacecraft and some electronic monitoring and whatever, and you aren't viewing the whole situation firsthand. Every common person in the world knows a fucking government is the problem, and they can't be trusted. No government in this world can be trusted, including the U.S. government. And why are you ignorant extraterrestrials? You're doing all this other work for us behind the scenes, but then you want to go talk to the most evil, corrupt, untrustworthy people on the face of the planet, the governments, the politicians, please. You know? Really? How can you be so ignorant? You ask any human being on Earth and they'll tell you governments are no effing good. You don't know what that means. What the hell do you know? So anyhow, hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-6276-008. Yeah. And we have the information here. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We will control the circular motion. We're going to control it all from here, from the radio station. Don't touch that dial. But give a smile to everyone you see. Yeah, do that. It wouldn't harm you to do that. Hey, it's we, the common people, are the ones that need to be doing the actions here. Forget about the government. Forget about Trump. Forget about the U.S. Congress. These people, we know what they are. Worthless, pretty much. And we need to take control. We need to take control of the government. We need to tell Trump, this is what you got the tax spot. This is what we want you to do. I'm not afraid to tell him that. Give me the interview. I'll tell him exactly. Listen, pal, I know 10,000 times more better what to do than you do, and you can't prove otherwise. So just step aside and listen to me. And I'll let you take credit for it, but I'm going to give you the solutions because you don't know the solutions. Stop being trying to be the billionaire playboy. You know, you're too fucking old and ignorant to be doing that role. You know, you have your conquest under your hat, whatever. You know, go down to Florida and play golf and give up the reins of the government to somebody like me who knows how to solve the problem simultaneously. Oh, I have, no, you're writing out orders. I don't have to write any orders. So I have to give the orders. I don't have to write them out. I don't have to write decrees. I don't have to write presidential things. All I have to do is tell some concerned people, this is what we'll do. Let's do it, and the problems will be solved. It's that pretty easy. Got it? No, you don't got it. Because you're just trying to play games by an old set of rules that are designed never to work to begin with. Well, let me tell you, people, you are a powerful person. You came into this world, your memory was wiped out, so you didn't know that you are a kind of an angelic human origin. It came down to your experience and participate in life in this prison planet. It's quickly becoming not a prison planet, becoming a free planet, but we've been in prison so long, we forgot that we can just open the door and walk out of the cage. You know? Now I'm telling you here tonight, that's pretty much where we're at right now. But you have to have the guts to push that cage door open that you've been kept in and walk the hell out. And don't worry about anything. Just do it. And while we're in the middle of this, you know, just in case anybody's forgotten, prayer, P-A, you know, P-R-A-Y-E-R, prayer. It's an important aspect of life. You know, we all have a vision of what God is, and we all have an understanding that what it is to pray. But let me give you a more in-depth vision of what it is to pray. You just silently come to silence and you think what you want to have assistance in achieving. The universe will hear your thoughts, but if you wish to, you can speak it out loud, of course. That adds a little more power to it. But many, not just God, but many of the real God's servants are listening to your prayers. Even the universe itself collectively is listening to what you say and what you think. So understanding that it's important to engage in prayer and that powerful prayer is very healing, let me read you something that you won't be able to write it down as fast as I'm speaking it, but, you know, 3 or 4 days when this show becomes archived, you can run it back, that, you know, listen to it, and take the time to write down this prayer for yourself. when it might be needed.
It's rough.
I refer to it as a parable there. And here it is. I call upon the forces of light, all the angels, archangels, and ascended masters. And I ask in the chalice of my spiritual heart to activate the flame of the fiery energy of the Creator. Let the streams of light and love fill my entire being, burning all the imperfect thoughts, programs, and beliefs along the way. I realize my divine nature, all the strength and power that is hidden within me. I accept my true nature and I give way to it. I choose the path of ascension and I ask the masters of light to open the channel through when I will enter the higher dimensions of my consciousness for the benefit of all living things. By the power of my spirit without doonets and compromises, I make a firm decision to leave the game of duality and the circle of reincarnation. Every cell of my body is filled with light, cleansed of all dissonant energies and the old biological structure. The body and the spirit unite into a single whole, energies of the highest vibrations really pass through my body. I am in the flow of ascension. My entire structure correlates to the structure of the gold bar. I am cleansed. I am healed. And enlightened. And become a multidimensional being of light. I am light. I am vortex. I am the divine spirit. I am awakened. I thank the forces of light and send them my love in response. I am returning to my divine family. Let it be so. So it is. Well, write yourself down that prayer and perhaps say it once or twice. The more believable you make it, the more it will come to pass. Understand that they have been telling us the truth that we create our own destiny. Of course, there's other factors around us, not just us. We have to, in many ways, be responsive to the energies around us that are also influencing ourselves. But our thoughts are the most powerful, and we should stand behind our thoughts and speak the words that will bring forth the truth. Speak truly about how we feel and what we think. It's very important to get your two cents out there, to get your opinion out there. Very important. Don't let others tell you what to do. You need to decide for yourself. Others can help you. When you ask them for help, they can give you ideas, pull you in, or point you in the right direction. But it's you who has to make the final decisions and what's going to transpire in your life. And you need to be doing that now. And you need to understand that governments have have destroyed this world to where it is now. And we, the people, have to take control of these governments one way or another, period. It has to be done. We can't just sit back here. Everybody says, oh, Trump's elected. He's going to solve all the problems. He ain't going to solve but a few problems. And that's it. First of all, the guy doesn't have ingenuity. He doesn't have the brain power to do it. He doesn't have the knowledge to do it. He has an ego problem. He's a billionaire, and that's a big, big problem. And don't think a billionaire is going to solve the problems of the poor people. It will never happen. And forget about this guy, Musk. This guy is forgetting. I don't even want to talk about it. Except for the fact that he bought Twitter, didn't improve it. In fact, he disenfranchised most of the people who are members of it. Made us all into second-class citizens who are not willing to pay to play in his little neighborhood. The machines are going to ignore us. You know, you could be the smartest person in the world, be on Twitter, and if you haven't paid the money, you know, your free account, you could be revealing words of wisdom every time you come on there, every day. And the machines will see that only 5 or 6 people will get to see what you had to say. That's the system that Elon Musk has set up. Yeah. No effing good. Pay-to-play system, which favors the elite as always. You know? And so Twitter isn't any better than it was, really. All the annoying blockages of you speaking truth are still in it. He didn't take them out. Well, how come nobody's talking about that? But I'll play through it. And all the little tricks to try to screw you up, truth seekers like me, oh, they've got plenty of tricks. And they're still in place. He didn't remove them. And he gives a preference to people that pay him money over those who, all of us were free on Twitter. Then he instituted this thing to pay money, and it's quite obvious. If you're not paying the money to be in his blue check group, your tweets are going to get ignored. And you might have 1,000 followers, but when you tweet, only 5 or 6 of those 1,000 are going to get to see what you tweeted. And that's the Musk policy. And it's crazy. On top of that, you know, I didn't ever say anything seriously against him, but on Twitter about that, I wanted to give a reply to something he said in an intelligent reply. And I found that I was blocked. What a chicken motherfucking piece of shit he is. I don't care, you know, but that's what he is. To actually block me, somebody who has intelligent things to say, you know, and of course, when you're blocked, you don't know why people block you. But obviously, I think he wants to block people that have plenty to say, like me. And I don't ever remember saying anything that bad against him, so what's the big deal, you know? Why would you block me? You know, he's a phony. He's a billionaire. That's why Trump likes him, because billionaires like other billionaires. And these people should have nothing to do with controlling a government because they are anti-poor people, period. They're elites, and they want to keep their elite status, and their allegiance is only to the elites, not the regular people. Why is everyone then stupid, you know? President Trump, you know, he's a regular guy, but he's an elite. He doesn't give two craps about poor people. He doesn't know anything about poor people, how we have to live, you know, and and how we have to socialize and how we have to do without, where he doesn't, and all that stuff. He doesn't know anything about what regular people have to go through. Nothing. Yet he's got all these regular people supporting him because he's a con artist. And just another phony politician, you know. He's not the savior of humanity. Sure, he's not as bad as all the other bad pieces of crap, but he's still amongst the bad. He's not good. He's not really doing anything. He won't do anything really for the regular people in the last election, regardless of what they say. You know, they try to make it like he's with the common people. You know? I don't have anything against him personally. He's a big egotistic. He does have talents when it comes to business. Yeah. Well, when I'm president, I'll appoint him to be in charge of some business factor dealing with the foreign business companies. He seems to know about that. But what he knows about the common, everyday, poor person, he doesn't know crap and never will, because he's elite, born with a silver spoon. I don't give a hell what you say. And just hanging out with the rich people all his life, and everything he had and accomplished all had to do with money. What would he have accomplished in his life without money? Nothing, probably. But that's the deal. You know, I'm going to say it like it is. I mean, sure. I mean, what? Yeah, Trump was running against a total moron, person with no intelligence, no integrity. Well, of course, look, it was like the deck was stacked. How could he not lose, you know? And here's where we are. People, you're listening to my voice. You need to understand. It's you, me, and all the other poor people. We have to combine together, join forces, and unite, and take command of the government. You know? Forget about protesting on the street, man. That's a waste of time. You know? We get 1,000 people, 10,000 people, or what? We have to go and just to the Congress, maybe, and tell them, this is what we want you to do. We have to have our manifest. If you can't attempt to even solve any of these problems, we're asking for your resignation now. And we want your answer on the spot. If you can't answer us on the spot, we want your resignation for that, for not being responsive. We have to be blunt and positive like that. I mean, that's the bottom line. The protest is going to be on a certain day. We're going to be here. We have the protest in hand. We want you to receive it. And we're going to tell you, if you can't receive this presentation of ours, if you can't immediately commit to doing it, we want your resignation now. Because we don't want people that need to consult others about doing it. We need people willing to pledge their allegiance. We, the people, ask you to do something. You need to come out of the Capitol building and say, yes, I'm going to do exactly what you want me to. Call me back tomorrow and I'll tell you how far I got. If you can't do that, you are worthless and you're wasting taxpayers' money. You can't respond instantaneously. You have no talent for solving problems. And this is where it has to come down to. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Thank you, Al Scooper, for that song. And it's time to just get out there and take command of the stinking government. You know, we have a right. We, the people, have a right to publicly address them, and we need to call them out publicly and say, look, we have it written out here exactly what we want you to do and how you want, we want you to do it. If you can't immediately look at this and immediately give an answer and pledge your allegiance to us, your constituents, then you need to resign now. If you refuse to resign now, we have to go to the police and have you removed as a traitor. Because you're refusing to cooperate with the people you're supposed to be serving. That's a breach of contract right there, you know? If you can't, fulfill your duties and we're telling you what your duties include, then get out and get out now. If you refuse to get out, then you're staying in power under false pretenses because we've called your bluff. We uncovered that you're not willing to do this. Your lack of response is proof that you're not willing to serve us. Therefore, you need to go now. We don't need a trial for this. We need you to just comply. We need you to comply with us. Never mind you making laws for us to comply with. You need to comply with us. We want you to hang it up. We want you to evacuate the building. Don't show your face here again. We want a warrant put out for your arrest should you ever try to step in this building again. We're talking about the Capitol here. And this is what we need to say to our representatives. Of course, we have to have representatives from the locality. Every locality has to address their own representatives so they can claim, like, we're your constituents. We're telling you what to do. If you refuse to listen to us, refuse to see us, or refuse to cooperate, that is reason for you to be expelled from the Congress. We don't need a statue for this. We're telling you. You know? The 10,000 constituents that you represent or the 1 million constituents that you represent, we're telling you. You're either going to start doing what we want, or you're going to not show up for work tomorrow or ever. And we know where you live, and we know what cars you drive, and what limiters you use. And guess what? You're going to find out that we're not going to take no for an answer on this. Now, so this is your last chance to come clean or get lost. It's that simple. And those that think that they can support you holding on to a job you don't deserve to be on anymore, we will find out who they are, and we will give them their just a punishment for supporting a criminal. And we're declaring you a criminal. And we're declaring all police forces, military and civil, to arrest you if you ever try to walk in this building again. You're either going to come out and talk to us now, or you're going to find a big roadblock tomorrow, and you're not going to get through it. You want to bet, you want to put it. Well, this is how tough we have to be with these evil creatures, the politicians, who sucked our money away for donations and don't have a clue as to really how to make society better. All they're looking for is bribe money. Where's the gravy train? I want to hop on it, and I want to do what the rich people want me to do. And that's what our politicians are. And if there is one or two that isn't, well, let's honor them and praise them. But at the same time, we know it's unanimous. Most politicians are crooks. Whether it's 95% or 99% of the political population is corrupt. It's that bad. And not just here in America, everywhere around the world. Places like China is probably 100% corrupt, you know? So you're probably 99% corrupt. In the U.S., well, we around 95%, goes up and down one or two. But it's that bit, dictatorships like Venezuela, 100% corrupt, Cuba, 100% corrupt. And the list goes on and on and on. And it's just corruption, corruption, corruption. My country's more corrupt than yours. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. That's pretty much where it's at. And it's sad, really. But again, opportunity is knocking at our door. The veil is being lifted. More energies are coming into planet Earth. We human beings are waking up. Our inner workings are being awoken. Our dormant DNA will awaken. And other factors of mental communication will be coming alive. You know, as I speak, it's happening. This isn't happening by chance. This is a controlled effort by the universe to rid the universe of all the remaining darkness, the evil, once and for all. Oh my God, thank God the time has finally come. But it's upon us now, and it doesn't happen in 5 seconds. It happens over a period of time, which has been going on for 12 years now, to remove the evil from our world, take down the electronic fences. But we still have plenty of bad electronics out there. We still have the antennas pulsing at the 5G. We still have the chemtrail planes spraying the poison toxins, including the nanotechnology that can, if it gets in us, it can replicate and become an antenna for bad vibrations. I mean, so many bad things we have to deal with, sure, the poisons of the pesticides. And it's rough, you know. We're in the final battles. The war has already been won. As of December last year, or the year before that, we're talking, I guess, 13 months ago, or 14 months ago, somewhere between there, victory of the light was declared on the winter solstice of 2023. And it was the beginning of 2025. And some recent star changes have made some heavy energy points of recognition in our solar system. You know? I'm not somebody who really knows about astrology, but I've learned a little bit about astrology by just following the portal. In fact, you want to go there when the show is over. 2012portal.blogspot.com and read the notes of the Kyoto conference in Japan. K-Y-O-T-O, Japan. Yeah. And read the notes, and they tell you about attempts to deal with the Russians, attempts to deal with the Chinese, the prospect of dealing with Trump and Musk. I wish them luck, but I'm still sticking to my guns on this. The extraterrestrials that want to free humanity, they need to speak with regular poor people, not people with money doing good. Regular poor people, because we know the indignities that we've had to suffer, and we know more about what the poor people need than the elite do. And we always will. But our galactic brothers and sisters don't seem to understand. On this world, government is the criminal. You know, government people can't be trusted. You know, they are the people you shouldn't be dealing with. I know it would be easier if you could deal with them, but this is a fact. And you guys have a lot to learn about humanity. I'm telling you, every one of you people in the Galactic Confederation, I don't care if you're Ashtar in charge of Ashtar Command or whomever you are, you know, you have a lot to learn about humanity and people like me and many others on this planet. We could definitely have helped you along here and certainly still can, but if you refuse to acknowledge us, keep playing this game. You're afraid to contact us or our benefit, please. You know, we don't want to buy into that shit. We know what's best for ourselves, not you telling us, all right? We love your help, and we thank you most graciously for all you've done. But for God's sake, get this thing up about trying to meet with the so-called authorities on this world, because they are the worst kind of people to meet with. And we find it hard to believe that you haven't figured that out already. Mom, two strikes already. Russia, strike one. China, strike two. And it's going to be strike three with America here. Hopefully not, but it could easily be, because you don't understand that billionaires like Trump and Elon Musk and powerful generals don't see things like you do or the poor people see. They just don't comprehend. And they're not free thinkers either. Least of all free thinkers. And that's a big problem. Meanwhile, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's told you guys out there, but you need to start talking to us, regular people. People that have radio shows, TV shows, their own personal shows, people that are not connected with mainstream media. These are the people you need to be talking to. Certainly no one elected in the U.S. Congress, you know? And sure, we're all stuck talking to them because they have the power. But at the same time, you know, they're not going to see your point of view. They're going to see the corporate world. I mean, that's what the U.S. government is. U.S., United States of America, corporation. It's a corporate government we have. They're interested in the corporate profits and controls, not your personal crap. You know? And the government in the U.S., they've done nothing but destroy America in the last 20, 30 years, if not longer. They've been working at destroying America. And, of course, they're doing it all over Europe. They've done it already. Completely destroyed the United Kingdom over there, Great Britain, you know. England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, they destroyed that community. You know, they destroyed France. Same plan. Bringing the violent migrants who don't understand anything about civilized society and can come in and abuse their freedom of movement, etc., etc., and just do whatever the hell they want with no fear of any serious reprisal. So, and who's out of Germany, yeah, completely destroyed by mass evil migration. And so under the premise of whatever, under the jurisdiction of the New World Order, yeah, we want to infiltrate your great European cultures with lowlifes, criminals, rapists, killers, religious haters. Yeah, we want to bring them into your Christian-based societies. We want to bring all these Muslims back who vow to kill all non-Muslims. Well, why would you want to bring people into your country that are going to vow to kill you and all your friends and family because you don't see it their way? Why would you invite those people into your country? That's how stupid the human race is. These Europeans, again, they made the mistake of trusting government to make these decisions. You know? Government doesn't serve the people. They serve the elite. The whole thing, the European Union, is friggin' joke. A government over governments where nobody is really elected. They're all appointees. Why would you want to be part of something like that? It's so stupid. You know? It's crap about, oh, I want to be part of the European Union. Please. It's no good for the regular people. It's, you know, seemed like good for business, but it's also being used to destroy all of Europe. You can't see that? I don't know. Like, hey, whatever. I think it's obvious. Hey, this is Last Chance. Let's call for alcohol. This is Coleman Radio Show, number 388-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008 on your dial. How about that? Hey, it's a free call if you recognize the 888. You might have to put a 1 in front of that, too. Who knows? Depends on where your phone line is. Depends on if you're calling from a landline. Might have to put that 1 there. But I think you'll figure it out. So, the days are creeping. The planets are turning. There's a lot for you who are into astrology. There's a lot of wiggling around, twisting around Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. We're in a eternal twist here. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Yeah, they're twisting on Neptune. Uranus, too. Twisting on Pluto. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All over the system. Down the planet Earth, everybody is twisting. What would you be doing? Well, all I have to say is, may only good vibrations be sent your way. I say that to everybody. Well, why not? I want good vibrations to go people with. Go the way of people. Yeah. We should only wish good things on other people. Because what we wish on other people might just end up coming back to us. You know? Project your love. And you can maybe receive projected love. Well, let me tell you, there's an honor to people here. There's an exiled brain surgeon, Dr. Jack Cruz, who appeared on the Danny Jones Show for 4 hours or something. And he talks about, hey, the name is Dr. Jack Cruz. He talks about the body's electric current. Hey, that was also a Twilight Zone episode, the body electric. And he talks about MK Ultra's blue light weapon. Yeah, all those products out there with blue light shining on your skin are setting you up. Yeah. For a big takedown, MK Ultra's blue light weapon. Then the marshmallow experiment. Unconventional weapons. He also talks about DARPA, the JFK incident. How the human body creates light. Red light can repair vision. Blue light and testosterone. Yeah. Yeah, blue light, it's not good for guys because it lowers your testosterone. Then they can sell you those blue and orange pills at the pharmacy, or maybe you need a prescription for them so you can increase your testosterone. There's commercials, plenty of commercials on TV there, as if all men are infertile, lapsy pal, or whatever, you know. That we need testosterone. No, we don't. That's the world government turning you into wimps, you men. If you need that stuff, man, they've turned you into a wimp already. You just don't realize it. And they did it with things like blue light and other TV shows. Yeah. That's right. Plenty of TV shows out there that demasculate the male. Make them look like a total dodo. Not that the women alongside that total dodo are any better, but they make the man cut them down on the TV screen too many times. That lowers his ego, and I guess it's testosterone. And then they sell them all kinds of gadgets with blue lights on it, like shavers. You don't need blue light shining on your face. But that shaver with the blue light is destroying his testosterone. Evil conspiracy against men. Unbelievable. Then after you use your shaver enough with the blue light shining on your face every day, next thing you got to know, I have problems, you know. Now, I need some testosterone booster. And there's a couple products out there. Oh, my God. See how it all works out. First, they create your problem, and then they sell you the remedy for it. So you think. Well, that's a big pharma for you. You know, doctors have been turned into pharmaceutical salesmen. Yes, that's it. They're no longer just doctors. They're pharmaceutical salesmen. You go to the office and say, "Doc, I got a thing here, a thing there." Say, "I'll write a prescription for that." And, of course, he gets a kickback for whatever prescription he writes to the company he's working with. All doctors have their own favorite company that they work the kickback schemes with. Yeah. And that's modern medicine. That's why you always tell them commercials, ask their doctor. Of course, your doctor is going to come up with something. Yeah, I can give you this. I can write you a prescription for this, of which I'll get a big kickback. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but that's the way it works. So if you go looking for problems, you're going to find them, especially at the doctor's office. So don't go for those regular checkups like they're telling you. Crazy. You feel fine, you don't need a checkup. Go for the checkup, they're going to find something wrong. How would you know if they're telling you the truth or not? Come in, we got your blood test back. Yeah, you have syphilis, gonorrhea, and AIDS. We have to give you heavy chemotherapy. How would you know if they're lying or not? You wouldn't know, basically. So, you have cancer up your ass. How would you know, huh? We'll show you some blurred x-ray and say, there's the cancer. Do you know what that blur on the x-ray means? Hell no. They probably don't even know. But they can tell you that. And believe me, if you're feeling fine, be smart and don't go looking for problems, because the doctor will help you find those problems. And if they're not there, he'll make up an imaginary one. Just for the sake he can make some profit for you coming into his office. He doesn't want you to come in there and he can't find anything, because then he can't make any money. Really. So, I mean, that's the way it works, people. You know? Tell your friends, hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show, where you're going to hear the truth. Now you know what the situation in the world is. You know, the event is coming. Get ready for it. You don't know about the event, look it up. 2012portal.blogspot.com. Find out about what else is going on. And coming reality. It's going to happen. It's just a question of how soon they land on our Earth. Our galactic brothers and sisters are going to land. They're bringing all good things with them. We wish they would land further, but they keep telling us it's up to us. We need to be more loving people. We need to stop the wars. We need to peace on Earth. We need to create that. Our governments don't want to do it. That's why we have to get involved and force them to bring peace. So, That's the message. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, this is BBS Radio. It comes on at 8 p.m. Central Time, Station 1. I'm going to end the show with my song, 30 Seconds of Are You the Partying Kind, the lead guitar solo, one of the best ever written and recorded, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words, could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I